Welcome to Alchemergy. My name is Dennis William Hauck, and together we will explore the ancient mysteries of alchemy.
Each of these steps that we've gone through lead to a union with the divine, the one mind. And if we look at these steps, they do kind of correlate to the expression of the elements within us. The first step of quieting, where we work on the body and relax the body, is a working with the element of earth to purify it and to calm it. And that second step, which is reversion, is an operation of air or a spiritization of our inner presence. And tonight we'll be working with fire, which is kind of raising up our spiritual energy into the above. And the next step we'll be working with water, which is a flowing down of divine energy or grace from above. But those last two stages are kind of a conjunction or a union or a sacred marriage between the above and the below in our secret place. So that's the overall operation going on there. So we'll go through the three steps, the first three steps that we've worked with today. Because above all, we want to work with real things, you know. We don't want to work with New Age nonsense, with stuff created by people who are just seeking to fit alchemy or some other spiritual tradition into their philosophy. We want to find things that work, you know, and spend our time with those. And without finding a guru or putting all our faith in someone else, we have to put our faith in ourselves to identify things that work. And that's what overall all of our goals should be, is to find real things that really work spiritually, not to follow someone just to because he or she acts spiritual, or that we want to emulate them or be like them. We know, as mature adults, as people who have been through the processes of alchemy that have torn us apart and also brought us together and purified us, what works within our own spirit. So when you're doing meditations, one of the things that you want to test the meditation with is, does this feel real? Is it making real changes in me? Do I really feel that energy moving? And if you don't, you know, I say stop doing it because it's just a waste of time. If at some point you have to make it real, and it has to be real. And that has a lot to do with consciousness too, how consciousness works in meditations. It's not fantasy. Fantasy doesn't work. It has to be the true imagination. That means the imagination that you believe in. And if you believe it, it will come true eventually in alchemy. So belief is faith is a big part of it. And in any spiritual tradition, that's true. It's just that today there's a lot of confusing paths out there. And there's a lot of people or spiritual parasites, I guess, who want to manipulate or use you or do different cult-type things to you. And I know a lot of these people. I mean, I've been on a spiritual path for a long time, and I don't know what to call them other than parasites. They're not there for true spiritual work. They're there for a temporal, materialistic gain. And it's pretty dang easy to recognize them when you work with them. So an important point that we haven't really been stressing is that this work has to be real, this work inside. You can't just say, I'm going to do this for 20 minutes and be done with it. You have to stay with it until it feels like it's done perfectly, until it feels like you've accomplished that. And then you move on to the next step, and that's how that's what makes the quietist technique nice, because each of these steps you have to complete before the next step will even begin to work on you. So it's like four levels of meditation and depth. That it's like a ladder that you have to be on that step, you know, has to be real before you can step up to the next one. So when you're meditating, whenever you feel like, okay, I can feel that's real, that part, is really working in me, then that's the time to move up to the next step in this. And the same is true in all alchemical meditations. It's simply true because that's the nature of consciousness. If you in your gut don't believe it, then your consciousness does not believe it. Then that force is not working in nature. And if you have doubts, then any doubts or any distractions, then it's not going to work. Even if you try to say to yourself, I've accomplished that. So let's go through these three steps today, and I think we do the last step tomorrow. Okay, we'll start in the first step in this meditation is quieting. So, and that's focused in the earth, in the body. And we just want to relax comfortably, spine upright, and close your eyes. So we're working on the level of body, and we want to slowly withdraw our attention from the physical sensations and sensory inputs. We just want to become one with that space within us. So we're focusing our attention in the head, behind the eyes, that soft glow that's there, which is this purified meditative energy coalescing here, drawing our attention from the body, softening the body, relaxing the muscles, letting go, quieting. Just float on down to this now. Let go. Just be in this space, the present moment. Don't let intrusive thoughts or even sensations disturb this process. You want to find your balance here in this inner space, secret space that you have. Just relax here and float here. And on the level of your mind, try to bring an end to that constant chatter of thoughts and chaos of energies that's going on. Just try to let go of that and all your thoughts that are distracting you, thoughts, emotions, memories, fantasies, planning, worrying, all these lingering impressions on the mind that are polluting this space. Be here purely. Even insights and breakthroughs and self-reflecting comments and all these attachments, even the positive ones, will cause the mind to ripple and descend into the worldly. The whole process here is one of detachment, withdrawal. Keep working on it. Your mind should become clear, relaxed. Just maintain this attitude, this feeling of dissolution and coming apart and surrender. And keep reducing everything that comes up into a state of simple awareness. Keep returning to that warm space behind the eyes. This is an infinite space. Now proceed deeper into the level of soul. It's simply a way of soothing our inner being by letting go of nagging feelings like guilt and greed and pride, desires of any kind. That's all the soul is soothed. So in the quieting step now, we're working to quiet the soul. Quieted the mind and the body. Quiet the soul. successful quieting kind of evokes a feeling of loving warmth or perfect balance or complete openness, childlike innocence. You know you've achieved that step if you feel this kind of warmth and balance. Stay behind the eyes there and that glow, that empty space, dissolving, constantly dissolving everything into a pure presence, a pure being. When you feel you've achieved that step and are there balanced and whole and pure on the levels of body, mind, and soul, free from the world, detached, you can move to the second step of quiet, reversion. Reversion is a return to spiritual reality, an operation of air. So you can use your breath to guide you here. Breathe in, spirit. Breathe out the dross and anything that's interfering with your reunion with spirit. Think of ways now in which you've rejected the divine. The only practice here is very simple. It's just reflecting on how you failed to open up to divine energies and how you are now failing to open up to divine energies. Chores and busy work, obligations, careers, all these things interfere with this channel we're opening. Or if on some level you don't believe in mystical experience, or think working with these ideas is going to interfere with your practical success, and ideas like that cut off this channel. All those ways, admit to them. All those ways you denied this access of reality, which is your only avenue of escape. All those ways in which you've denied this, quietly put it away, it's not part of your life. This is your birthright. Seek this channel, this vertical channel into the above, and move the eyes behind your forehead now up a little, just gaze up slightly, and move that light behind your eyes a little higher towards the top of your head. Don't strain, just move it gently by moving your eyes, and eventually you'll feel your eyes coming together in a way that makes a unitary light, a unitary ball of light. This is one way to imagine it, see it, and feel it. The whole idea here is to become one with the above, and there's something there, and look up to it, and put your energy into it. It's above us. And we rise to it like fire, like heat. It's our desire and will that make this happen. We have to want to leave this world behind. Connect with this world above and move into that light from above. Let go of everything in the world. The light above is all we care about. The light above is all we desire. The light above is our true essence and presence. We have denied it. We have ignored it. We have run from it. And now we want it. And forgiveness for deviating from it and realizing it is the one source. Just keep those kinds of ideas going and wanting to unite with that one presence above, that one light. Keep your eyes slightly up in your forehead and see that light. Just move up by letting go. Fire rises naturally. The desire and will to become one here is what makes it happen. Continue like this, trying to make it more perfect and more real. And when you feel that connection and drive to the above and the circuit to the above, flowing energy to the above, you can move on to the next step in the quieting process, which is recollection. And that is the fire rising. Fire of desire. We want to transcend duality. We want to affirm the divine source of all things. This is a period of intense desire, intense prayer, mental prayer, in which you concentrate on the withdrawal of your soul from all worldly temptations and enter into devout contemplation on the power of spiritual passion, your spiritual passion, your secret energy, your secret desire for union. The tool here is deep contemplation. And you want to move now your attention from the behind the eyes and the forehead and move it into the heart area, because this level, it's practice inside the heart, in the secret chamber of the heart, and not intellectually. This is the point, the center of your body, where all things come together, from which all things originate. Your emotional center, your energetic center, your intuitive center. This is the true sacred space in the body. Anything sealed in here lasts forever. This is where the stage takes place. So now you're coming from your heart. Feel that. Feel that presence in the heart. What's it like? How can you identify it? What's there? It's not in your physical heart. It's in your heart of hearts. Just like the sun behind the sun, your true source. It's a warmth. It's a sun within you. Brightly glowing, giving off heat, carrying all this purified energy. That's the result of all your work. Feel it glowing, becoming, changing, living, presence in your heart. Focus on this presence. Realize its purity. Realize its power. Realize how you have ignored it. All those things you tuck away as a child to keep from getting hurt are here. All those parts of your true life are here. They never go away. They're yourself, your true self. And all the diversions of your life have not affected them. The warmth in your heart, and open your heart. Be aware of those emotions. Feel those emotions, if you will. They're always there, the part of the treasure in the heart. It's chaotic sometimes here. Its power cannot be denied. Its power must be transformed. It's transformed by union with the heart above, with the one heart of the universe. And that resonance between below and above is a sacred marriage. This is called recollection, because we're trying to remember the pure energy we stored here. We're trying to recognize it again. We're trying to acknowledge it. We're trying to say that this is where I am. I am that I am. I am here. This is the part I saved and that was saved for me. It is always here. You have to be reduced to get here. Few people come from their heart. But this is what you have to offer God. Desire now the purification of your heart and all that is in it by bathing in the divine light of the one mind, the true heart of the universe. Renew your image of your own heart through the image of the divine mind, the perfect image that burns away all the dross, that burns away all the negativity here. It burns away all the hard feeling here, all the hurt and pain that was stored here too. To transmute that into love, universal love, compassion for yourself. You know you're successful here in your meditations if kind of a piety or humbleness develops within you. That means you've accepted this part in your heart, your purified heart, and you're willing to sacrifice the negativity there for the purity above, the perfection that is waiting you. In all humility, in all surrender, because this is the essence of you, the pure part. And eventually, continuing this meditation, this pureness in the heart becomes a divine guide. And the soul is, your soul is led by divine will. The will of the universe, which is divine love, compassion and growth in a real presence within you. There is no integrity greater than this. This is a philosopher's stone growing in you. And this union, when you recollect what is there, is the child of the philosophers that becomes the stone. Just rest in your heart. Focus your attention to your heart, not your physical heart, but the heart of hearts, the center of your being. Develop light there. See light there. Warmth. And want, desire, with every inch of your being, with every thought you can create, with every emotion you feel, purification and divine union with that light above, which is your home, your only true home. And you've left it. You've deserted it. And now you can be nourished by it. That's the kind of thoughts and directions you should be placing in effect at this stage. Recollect. Remember what is real in you. Remember who you are, were, and will be. It's all the same. And it's here in the heart, at the center, at the still point of your being. Stay here and feel those energies and the work that needs to be done here. Continue that work. It's important work to feel this. You'd be surprised how this changes your life. To know who you are and that there's a part of you that's always there, that is real, that is integral to the universe and you. Above and below meet here. Left and right come together here. This is the center point of your being. If you do not have this, you are scattered, lost, and forlorn from the compassion of the universe and compassion in your life. This center point is where synchronicities arise. This center point integrated all aspects of your personality. It all comes together here. It always came together here. When you were a child, when you were a teenager, as an adult, as a soul. Okay, we can withdraw from the inner chamber. Return to our webinar. Return to the real world. The dull gray world of matter, time. Open your eyes. Remember that step of recollection. It is the most important. It's the turning point in the quietest meditation so that we can achieve this next state, this final step of infused contemplation. So recollection is like energy coming from us. We make it the pure energy in the heart and we project it into the above. It's like fire rising. And the next step, which we'll do next week, is infused contemplation, where the energy from above comes now in our direction below. It's water, grace. It is that pure, nourishing energy that completes this circuit and that creates within our center point at the heart a stone that is our purified soul. So this is all the medieval alchemist type of spiritual meditation, so you can continue to practice. You can turn on your webcams and microphones now. Okay. Any questions or comments? Or again, I've loaded a lot on you guys, and but it's all just little seeds to grow that we're planting here, and appreciate your working with me on these things.
It's fascinating.
Okay. Wow.
Thank you. Yeah, it's a powerful meditation. And what we're doing here online, it helps to have guided meditations for a while. But when you really just remember these steps by doing them over and over again, then it's worth it. Alchemists did them, you know, every day, and the nuns and monks did them every day, working on these stages. And you come back to where you left off. You'd be surprised that the work you do in that space stays there. It builds up. And by returning to that space, you take off from where you left off. But it should be guided at the beginning. So, and that's how it was taught in the church and in the chemical initiations. It's hard to get on your own. Anybody reading that handout I gave you would never get it. It's an oral tradition, you know. It's passed on orally. And that's what we're doing. So, in a way, I guess a webinar works if you guys are connecting and doing the work. So practice during the week. And if you have any questions or problems, email me. And I do appreciate your help with this project. Thank you. Good night.
Thank you, Dennis. Good night.
Thank you.
Good night.
Thank you.
So fantastic. Thank you.
Thank you.